continue our lovely, wonderful journey in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We're now at the bottom of Daf Lamed Daled. Also the gematria of Dal, which is a poor person, which should be standing before Hashem like Dalim, Kedalim Shoalim. Okay, so yeah. So the Mishnah says, the last line of the page, it's a quote from the Mishnah that we've mentioned. So we already mentioned that each trua has to be in a sandwich, has to have tkiah before and after. So if we connect two sets, one after the other, then there's a tkiah, trua, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah. So there's in the middle between the two trua, there's two tkiot. So what if the second tkiah of the first set was as long as two tkiot? So could we say that it would count as both the tkiah, the last tkiah of the first set, and the first tkiah of the second set? That was the question. And the Mishnah says that if we did that, if the second tkiah was very long, like a double length, en biyado ela achat, it only counts as one tkiah, and he still has to blow another tkiah before the next trua. Okay? That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so a few other halachot regarding the order of the tkiot, but the distance maybe between the tkiot and etc. So we'll see. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Shama teisha tkiot beteisha sha'ot bayom yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan says that in general, like we said, one should be hearing 9 tkiyas. Remember? 3 truot and 6 tkiyas. And even if you hear those 9 tkiyas over 9 hours, let's say averaging one sound per hour, you can still fulfill the mitzvah. Meaning they don't need to be so like we do in shul. Tkiyah, truah, tkiyah. Yeah. It could be tkiyah, and then next hour, like an hour from now, it's going to be a truah, and so on. And you will still fulfill the mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, there's a baraita that's supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Shema tesha tkiot betesha sha'ot bayom yatsa. So if one heard 9 tkiot and nine different hours of the day, yatsa, he did fulfill the mitzvah. And now I'm going to read this next section of the Baraita according to the version of, let's just read it and then mention Rashi's version. So it says, Mitish'a b'nei adam ki echad lo yatsa. So from 9 people all at once did not fulfill the mitzvah. So if there's 9 people with 9 shofarot, all are blowing, 3 of them are blowing trua and 6 of them are blowing tkiah. So it would add up to a total of 3 truot and 6 tkiah. And they'll all do this simultaneously. So you're going to be hearing 9 sounds all at once. The Braita says, lo yatsa. Now, Rashi's actual, so let's just finish. Tkiah mizeh, trua mizeh. Yatsa, if he hears, one person does the trua, another person does the tkiah, he doesn't have to be the same baal tokiah, and he would fulfill the mitzvah. Va'afilu b'seirugin, and even if there's it's going to be like intermittent tkiah, it's going to be a lot of silence between the tkiot. Va'afilu kol hayom kulo, and even if you're going to wait the whole day between the tkiot, it's still, you can still fulfill the mitzvah. So now regarding that statement of 9 people blowing all the sounds at once, the Braita that we have in the Gemara says that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Rashi says, wait a minute, we just said in Daf Kaf Zayin, why would he not fulfill the mitzvah? Because you can't hear 2 sounds simultaneously because it doesn't come through your ear. The Gemara says in Daf Kaf Zayin that it's in regular things, but when it's something that you like, then you can hear more than one thing in any given moment. So you could hear those 9 sounds all at once, and that will count as if you're hearing the tkiot. So why did he not fulfill the mitzvah, says Rashi. And therefore he says, I have another version, it's a better one, and in fact it says that if you hear them all at once, he did fulfill the mitzvah, because treikala mishtame, you could hear more than one voice in a moment, and it's fine. Tosfot say, we can explain the version of the Braita. They say, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, not because you can't hear 2 sounds at once, but because if you hear them all at once, then you miss the point of tkiah before and tkiah after. It's just, you can't have it by definition, and therefore you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Okay, so these are the 2 ways of understanding the Braita. Anyway, let's move on. Now, so
quick question. When you do the waiting in between, you can't be any other sounds. If you wait an hour, there can't be talking, there can't be other davening in between. So you kind of have a hefsek where there's interruption. So you're going to just sit there and wait. If a Baal Tukkah can't get the blowout, you wait for him a few minutes or half a minute. But you can't wait 9 hours. I mean,
yeah.
You're sitting there.
Practically, it's going to be very difficult. Uh-huh. I'm not saying b'di'evad, but b'di'evad, if you said the bracha and started the first kia with no talking in between, then that should count. And even if you talk afterwards, maybe b'di'evad the tkiyas will count. Today, with the l'chatchila, the advice we say in shul, please do not talk from the moment of the bracha till the end of the tkiyot, the third set of 30 tkiyot. That
we don't want to have sucker in between.
Nachon. So I'm saying l'chatchila. Mm-hmm. But if one did speak, it's not that it loses the tkiyot b'di'evad. Uh-huh. So, uh-huh. But again, the Gemara here is not even discussing how difficult it would be hefsek wise. Okay, mm-hmm. So fine. So you have to be silent. Who cares? We're now talking about the theoretical halacha. Okay, that it doesn't have to be all together. Now the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yochanan said you could hear the ninth tkiyot in 9 different hours of the day. You're gonna wait your one tkiya, which is like 5 seconds, and then you're gonna wait 1 hour. That's the hefsek. So, and Rabbi Yochanan says, it's okay. And then the Gemara says, "Umiyamar Rabbi Yochanan Achem," in the fifth line. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that it's okay? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. Rabbi Yochanan, and in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, Behalel u'bemegillah, regarding Halel, saying the Halel and reading Megillah, Im shahake de ligmor et kula chozer larosh. So he says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, that if you read the Megillah and then you stop, you just stop and silent. And then you want to continue. So depending on the time you were silent, depending on the time you stopped, if you stopped for a long enough time to actually finish reading the Megillah, then that's a hefsek, and you have to start reading it from the beginning. You cannot just pick up where you stopped, where you left. Only if you stopped for a shorter amount of time, you can pick up where you left and finish the Megillah. Okay? So wait a minute. If you wait 1 hour between the tkiya to the tua, you could definitely finish all the tkiyot by then, and that should be given hefsek. So how can you fulfill the mitzvah this way? Mm. According to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, lo kasha. That's not a problem. Hadidei, haderabei. Okay? So the statement about Megillah and Halel, that if you do a hefsek for so long, for the time that would take you to finish the Halel, then you have to go back to the beginning. That's his rabbi's opinion. That's not his opinion. Interesting. His opinion was not his rabbi's opinion, right? Yeah, legitimate, maybe. So, but his opinion was, no, that you can do it. You can wait all day and it doesn't matter. It's still good, right? That's Didei. His opinion was that it's okay. Now the Gemara challenges that as well. So, the Didei lo, and was it not his opinion as well? V'ha Rabbi Abahu, where the Gemara would tell us a story that suggests that Rabbi Yochanan also agreed that you can't stop for so long between things. V'ha Rabbi Abahu hava shakil v'azil batrei de Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Abahu was walking after Rabbi Yochanan. They were walking away. V'hava kare kriyat shema. So Rabbi Abahu was actually reciting the Shema. Was saying the kriyat shema. Kimata le'mevot metunafot. Ishtik. So when they were passing by a filthy place, the smell and everything, so it was inappropriate to say the Shema when it doesn't smell good. So he stopped. He just stopped saying Kriyat Shema. Ishtik, Shatak. Bata the Khalif, after they passed by this place, Amarle, he was actually saying to Rabbi Yochanan, Mauligmor, right? Can I now finish, like in such a case, can I now finish the Kriyat Shema where I stopped and continue from, take it from there? Or should I start all the way from the beginning? Now one could ask, wait a minute, how could he ask Rabbi Yochanan? Isn't that a hefsek? So, yeah, it's I call it the kinder kid question. They're the best questions. And I would say to that, he was probably, he did whatever he did, but he asked that afterwards just to get an answer for the next time. Ken? Okay, so Amar, so he said, so what was Rabbi Yochanan's response? אמר לי, אם שהית כדי לגמור את כולה, חזור לראש. If you stopped, the other answer could be that he only, you know, he hinted with his eyes, can I finish or can I not? And Rabbi Yochanan understood it. So anyway, the answer of Rabbi Yochanan was, אמר לי, אם שהית כדי לגמור את כולה, חזור לראש. So if you waited long enough to actually finish it all, you have to go back to the beginning. No, so we see that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't wait so long. So how can you wait so long between the tkiot? The Gemara says, "Hachika amar le." This is what he told him. He didn't mean to say that. He said, "Ledidi lo svira li." I don't think that you should. However, ledidach te svira lach. I know that you think it's a problem. I know that you think that too long of a silent hefsek is a hefsek. How do I know that? Because he asked the question. I mean, if you didn't think that was an issue, you wouldn't even ask the question. When you ask me, then I understand, says Rabbi Yochanan, that you do think that long silence is an issue, you just don't know how long. And he asked me, is that long enough? Should I go back to the beginning? So according to your shita, I say, yeah. It's only if you, you know, if it was long enough to finish it all. Okay? So he said, I don't think so. But ledidach desvira lach, then im shahita kedei ligmor et kula chazor laRosh. If you stopped, if you waited long enough to say to finish Kriyat Shema, then you go back to the beginning. So at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yochanan doesn't think it's a problem to wait so long. Even if you stop Kriyat Shema for 5 minutes, and then you can pick up where you stopped. You can do it kia and then wait another hour for the next tura. For Rabbi Yochanan, not a problem. We don't do that today, but anyway, so this is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And that's also halacha, but we don't do that. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braita says, Tkiot ein me'akvot zo et zo, brachot ein me'akvot zo et zo. So, short introduction. So back in those days, when they would do a lot of taniot, you know, if bad things happened, then they would just establish a tanit, everyone, we're fasting today, we're having special davening, and tkiot, and slichas, and whatever it is. So they would have those special six brachot, like the Gemara in Masechet Taanit describes, like six brachot for a special tefillah of tani. They would have tkiot between them. And, yeah. So what if someone only knew how to do a tkiah, but not a truah? Or someone only knew how to do a truah, not a tkiah, and your chazan can only do a tkiah. Or your chazan can only say the one or two brachas of the six, right? So what should you do? The Gemara says, the Braita says, enan me'akvot. So you don't need all of them. You don't need all of them for it to actually mean anything. So even if you can only do one, whatever you can do, do. If you can do tkiah, do tkiah. If you can only do truah, do truah. Whatever you can do, and just the fact that you can do everything does not disqualify the things you can do. Okay? That, I don't know how you translate en me'akev, like the yeshivish people here. Was it?
It doesn't.
Yeah, so one tkiah, the absence of one tkiah does not hold back the other tkiah that you do. And so with the brachot, if you say one, some of the brachot and some you don't, it doesn't hold back the brachot that you did say. So that's in general in taniyot. However, tkiot u'brachot shel rosh hashana v'shel yom kippur me'akvot. So the tkiot and the brachot, the special brachot of rosh hashana yom kippur, of course, we're talking about the yom kippur of the yovel where there is tkiot. These brachot and tkiot, it's like either you do all of them or you don't do any of them. They have to be all together. It's a one unit. My tama. In other words, there's no point in just doing the tkiah if you can't do the trua in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, my tama, Rabba says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to us, Imru lefanai berosh Hashanah malchuyot zichronot v'shafarot. Say before me the Malchuyot in Rosh Hashanah, the Malchuyot, the Zichronot, and the Shafarot. Malchuyot, what's the point of Malchuyot? Kedesh etam lichuni alechem, so that you will accept, accept me as a king upon you. Make me your king. Zichronot, kedesh yavo lefanai zichronachem, because so I remember you and I'll judge you and hopefully I'll judge you favorably. Zichronachem letovah, so that I'll judge you favorably. Uvameh, through what exactly are you going to do that? Through what are you going to bring your zikaron before me? Beshofar. So the shofar is the instrument that will help you, you know, get your tefillot and your pleas all the way to me, and I will, you know, I will hear them and judge you favorably. So all these things are together. If you don't do the shofar, then there's no point in malchiyot and shofarot. In malchiyot and zichronot. So they're all together. These three things are a unit, and we have to have all of them. Okay. Next quote from the Mishnah. So we're talking about a chazan or someone who actually, so like we said, we should do the seder malchuyot and then blow the shofar. Seder zichronot, blow the shofar. What if you're doing the brachot and you don't have a shofar to blow? So you finish the brachot and afterwards the shofar came, right? The Mishnah says, if you berech, say the brachot, and only afterwards did he get the shofar, itmana lo shofar. Then he would do all the tkiot at once, like all the 9 tkiot at once, okay, one after the other, and he doesn't have to do it by the with the brachot, because the brachot he already said. The Gemara says, the Gemara made a deduction. How do you say a diuk? The Gemara says, whoa, Tama, the reason why you do the whole all the tkiot all at once without the order of the brachot. The reason Tama delo hava le shofar meikara is because he didn't have the shofar in the first place. However, hava le shofar meikara, but if he did have the shofar in the beginning, kishamalu aseder brachot shamalu, he definitely has to blow on the, you know, by the order of the brachot. Say the malchios and blow. Say the zichronos and blow. So from the wording of the Mishnah, you understand that it's only in a bidyevel, only if you didn't have a shofar that you said the brachot separated than the tkiot. Otherwise, it has to be all together with a specific order. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel kam letzaluis. Now there's a story. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel was standing up to daven. Amar le shamayeh, and he said to his assistant, Kinahir nalach, or the Gemara says, Kinahir nalach, like when I snore to you, when I like hint you with a sound, okay, any sound, like something like this. When you hear me do that, obviously I can't speak because I'm in the middle of a tefillah, tkali. So this is the sign for you to blow the shofar for me, because that means I just finished the bracha. I finished the bracha of Malchuyot, I want to hear the shofar now. Amar lei. Okay, so that's the way. So he was davening beyachid. He was davening individually, but he wanted to hear the shofar by the order of the brachot. Amar li Rava says to him, "Lo amru ela bechaverir." You don't have to do that, because the requirement of blowing the shofar by the order of the brachot, one set after each bracha of the malchuyot of shofarot, is only with a tzibur, chaverir. When you have a tzibur, that's when you do it. But if you daven biyachid, you just do the brachot and then you do the tkiyot. Doesn't matter. Tanya Nami Achi, there's a writer that said that supports that. Kishehu Shom'an al ha-seder ve'al seder brachot. When one hears the tkiot, you should hear them al ha-seder according to their specific order, meaning the tkiot, ruah tkiot, so that the tkiot have their order in, you know, within themselves. Ve'al seder brachot, and also that has to be also by the order of the brachot. So each set after each bracha of the malchuyot zichronot v'shofarot. Now the Braita says, "Bame dvarim amurim." Where does that apply? Bechever ir in tzibur, when you daven betzibur b'minyan. Aval shelo bechever ir, but if you're not davening betzibur b'minyan, shom'an al seder, v'shelo al seder brachot. So even if you're blowing the shofar beyachid, then you should hear that tkiot ala seder. The tkiot still have to have their basic order of the tkiot. Tkiat, wat, tkiya. Okay? You don't mix that. But you don't have to hear them by the seder of the brachot, by the order of the brachot, malchuyot and shofarot. So when you daven beyachid, you can just daven the tefillah and then blow afterwards. All the tkiots together. The Gemara says, v'yachid shelo taka, and an individual that did not blow the shofar, chaverot tokea lo. So his friend can blow the shofar for him. V'yachid shelo berech, en chavero mevarech alav. But if one did not say the brachot, his friend cannot say the brachot for him. Remember, we saw we're going to say that soon in the Mishnah. Okay? So now the Gemara says, u'mitzvah betokin yoter min ha-mevarchim. So there's a greater mitzvah with the tkiah, I mean the mitzvah of the tkiah is more important, it's greater than the mitzvah of the brachot, right? So, to explain what that means, the Gemara says, Ketzad, how? שתי עיירות, באחת תוקעין ובאחת מברכין, הולכים למקום שתוקעין ו... So, let's just explain that. So, if you have two towns, if you're now here, and there's, you know, there's no minion here, you're all alone, there's no minion, there's no shofar. And now there's one town over there, and one town on the other end, and you can only go to one of them. One of them, you know, there's a shofar, and you could hear tkiot, but there's going to be no tefillah. The other one, there's going to be tefillah, and you know you're going to hear the brachot. You don't have a seder, you can't say the brachot yourself. Which shul should you go to? Should you go to the shul when they're going to say the brachos, you're going to hear the brachos? Should you go to the shul, you're going to hear the tkiot? So the brachot said, mitzvah betokin, yotar min avrachim. The mitzvah with the tkiah is greater. In other words, you're going to have to go. So if you have to, if yesh lecha shtei ayarot, you have two towns, be'achat tokin, one of them they blow the shofar, ube'achat mevachim, one of them they say the brachot, מלכויות זיכרונות ושפרות, הלך ראיז, הולכים למקום שתוקעין. You should go to the place where they blow the shofar. ואין הולכים למקום שמברכים. And you should not go to the place where they say the ברכות. Of course, if you can't do both. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, that's פשיטה. That's obvious. If I asked you before, I let the Gemara speak, which one's more important, what would you say? Of course you say the תקיעת שופר. Why? Because...
It's a mitzvah.
It's written in the pasuk. The brachot is the rabbanan. So the tkiyah is a mitzvah deoraita, and therefore, of course, you should go. So what's the chiddush? The Gemara says pshita. This one is deoraita. Had deoraita, had the rabbanan. The Gemara says lo. It's not so simple. Tzricha. It's in fact, it's actually necessary to tell us this, because we're talking about a case that's not so necessary. The af al gav deha vaday veha safek. The Braita is giving us a chiddush. Even in a case when one of them is not for sure and the other one is for sure, then the shofar is still more important. In other words, the place where they blow the shofar, you know they have a shofar, but you're not sure you're going to make it in time. So by the time you get there, they might have already, you know, finished the tefillah and went home. So you're not going to hear the shofar. But there is a chance that you will. But if you go to the place where they say the brachot, you know for sure that you're going to make it in time, you're going to hear the brachot. So if you're going to go to the place of the brachot, you're going to hear it for sure. If you're going to go to the place of the shofar, maybe you hear it, maybe you won't. Which one should you go? You should still go to the shofar, even if it's just besafek. And that's the chiddush of the brachot. That's how important the mitzvah of the shofar is, relatively to the mitzvah of brachot. Baruch Hashem, I believe we are, that we have a shul, and we have a siddur, and we can do everything. And hear 100 sounds. Baruch Hashem. Tov. Should we get going? Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe we should. What do you think?
Keep going?
Yeah,
go. Okay. The reason I'm saying, because this is sort of the portion for tomorrow, but anyway. So the Gemara quotes the next sentence from the Mishnah. So if you remember, let's go back to the Mishnah. Keshem sheshliach tzibur chayav, just like a shatz, the chazan has to say the tefillah. Kach kol yachid v'yachid. Just any other individual has to say the tefillah. And the chazan should not be saying the tefillah for you. Rabban Gamliel, however, says, Shliach tzibur motzi et harabim yedei chovatan. Shliach tzibur could say the tefillah on behalf of the tzibur, meaning be motzi dem yedei chovah. I don't know how to translate that in English as well. I'm sorry. This is just a yeshivish language. So he could actually read the tefillah, they would listen, and he will fulfill the mitzvah on their behalf as well. According to the Tanakama, you don't do that. They have to say the tefillah themselves. So now the Gemara is going to discuss that machloket. Okay? Tanya. And the Baraita elaborates more about the machloket of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbanan. Amrulo, says the Baraita, Amrulo le Rabban Gamliel. So they said to Rabban Gamliel, who's they? Rabbanan, Chachamim. Lidvarecha, according to what you say, what do you say? That the chazan could say the tefillah on their behalf, right? So according to you, lama tzibur mitpalelin, why do they even daven? I mean, if he can say the tefillah and the brachot and bimoitzi dem yedei chovah, why do they need to daven in every individual? Amar lahem, he said to them, kedei lehasdir shliach tzibur tefillato. It's a very interesting answer. So he said to them, we need to give the chazan some time to prepare his tefillah, like sort of to, you know, to do a chazara. Before, to just make sure that he knows the tefillah and he knows how to say it so he won't stutter. So they didn't have sidurim. So by the time they daven belachash, they would daven silently, individually. He would run the tefillah through his head. So when he's going to do his tefillat shliach tibur, then he would be fluent. Amar lehem Rabban Gamliel in response. Not in response, but in his turn, Rabban Gamliel said to Chachamim ledivrechem, according to you, you say that every individual has to say it. So what's the question? Lama shliach tibur lifnei hatava? I mean, if everybody says that anyway, why do you need the shliach tibur? Let everyone say that individually. Amru lo kedei lehotzi et sheino baki. Okay? Look, someone has to do the tefillah, to say the tefillah for the people who can't say it themselves. Again, we're talking about an era with no sidurim. I think today, sometimes, mostly in Chutz La'aretz, when Hebrew is difficult to read, so some people, maybe, you know, they would have a sidur and they won't be able to say it and pronounce everything properly. So, but anyway, back in those days, that was definitely an issue. People didn't know the tefillah. And we, even if some of us know the tefillah of Yom Chol by heart, because we say it every day, but tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we usually don't know of by heart. Of course, every individual has to daven. If they're baki, if they're capable, if they know the tefillah, but those who can't, that's why we have the chazan. To daven on their behalf as well, so that they would also fulfill the mitzvah of the brachot through their agent, through their shaliach, which is the shliach tzibur. Aha, that's your answer, says Rabban Gamliel. Amar lahem, keshem shemotzi et sheino baki, kach motzi et habaki. Second. So Rabban Gamliel says to them, right, you said that the Shliach Tzibur could fulfill the mitzvah on their behalf. He could daven for them and they would be fulfilling the mitzvah through him. Amar lehem Rabban Gamliel, according to what you say, Keshem shemotzi et sheino baki, kach motzi et habaki. You do agree, I mean, if he can do the mitzvah for some people, how can he not do this for other people? I mean, there's no fundamental difference between them. I agree that lechatchila, you would recommend to everyone to say it themselves unless they don't know. But if he can do this on some people's behalf, so obviously he can do this on other people's behalf as well. So even you admit that he could fulfill the mitzvah for other people, okay? So that's the end of the conversation. And maybe this is where we should stop because we just reached a quarter past and we'll continue tomorrow. Yeah. Slicha.